Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A tire and auto center with locations in multiple Iowa communities is partnering with the Iowa Department of Transportation to promote tire safety with the hope of reducing the number of deaths on Iowa highways. Let's go in depth with Travis Thompson and Arvin Vanderlinden with Heartland Tire and Auto Center and Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Pella and Knoxville, Polk County Supervisor Steve Van Oort, and Daniel Wolf, a veteran whose family received a gift of tires from the company to help promote awareness of tire safety. Well, Daniel, what did you think of the gift of the tires?
I found it a very huge blessing to us because we're actually needing tires because we travel out of state a lot of times for our daughter. So it's a huge blessing to us and much, much appreciative. I there's no words to explain it.
And where and when did you serve?
I served from 97 to 2000 at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 101st Airborne.
This means a lot to your family, the new tires?
Yes, because we're always trying to help others, that we put others before us, and you know, for others to see us and want to help us is a huge blessing. And you know, I find it to be a calling.
Well, Travis, you have a special partnership with the Iowa DOT stressing tire safety. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we partnered up with the Iowa DOT. They're really stressing to try to reduce the number of traffic fatalities on Iowa's roadways. You've probably seen it on billboards where they talk about the number of traffic fatalities throughout the year, and they're always trying to reduce that number. So we reached out to them and said a big part of safety going down the road is the tires that are on the vehicles, as that's all that's in touch with the road at any given time when you're driving down the road. So you want to make sure your tires as good as they can be.
Well, when you gave your presentation, I mean, you really drove the point home, talking about a tire, about the width of your hand, and four widths of your hand are the only thing between you and your family's safety.
That's correct, and a lot of people don't think about it, because when you think about a tire, you actually think about the whole tire. But when you look at any car, or any truck, any vehicle going down the road, the only thing that's in contact with the road at any given time is that area that's not much bigger than your hand.
Can you give us an overview of Heartland Tire and Auto?
Heartland Tire and Auto Center, we have a total of five locations. Four of them go by Heartland Tire and Auto Center. One's here in Ankeny, and we have one in Waukee, one in Boone, one in Creston, and then we have Raceway Tire and Exhaust there in Knoxville. Many people in the Pella and Knoxville area are very familiar with Raceway Tire and Exhaust. Actually got Arvin Vanderlinden, the manager of that store, sitting right here beside me. He wanted to be part of this day today, so we thank him for taking the time to be here with us.
Real important day, Arvin, huh?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to help the community out, you know, let the community know the true safety in driving a vehicle, and being a part of helping a family that has to travel for medical reasons, putting some drive guard tires on for them. And what that amounts to is that if that tire would happen to go flat, you know, they can drive that tire 50 miles at 50 mile an hour to get to safety. And that's important for a family to have.
Well, Supervisor Van Oort, most of our listeners are in Marion County, and we splash over a little bit to some other counties. But I wanted, and you're supervisor of Polk County, but while I had you here, I just wanted to ask you, how important is Heartland Tire and Auto, Raceway Tire, how important is that to growing the economy of the county?
Oh, it's extremely important to have a business like Heartland here in our community. But I look at it past the economic development values. I mean, those are givens in a growing community. It's the generosity of businesses that grow a business. And I think we saw and we're experiencing the perfect example of giving back to someone that really is in need of the product, the tires. And then seeing the sincerity of Daniel and what it means to him and how he's going to give back. This is the beginning. And to have a business step up and say, Is there a family that needs some tires? We'd like to be involved in that. Travis, I can't say thanks enough.
You're welcome.
It's important. And former mayor of Ankeny, you know, individually we do a lot of great things, but when the business comes in and involves themselves in the community as well, we're working on all cylinders.
So it's not just economic development, it's just not all providing the services that the community wants as it grows.
It's caring for each other.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about tire safety with Travis Thompson and Arvin Vanderlinden with Heartland Tire and Auto Center and Raceway Tire and Exhaust. So how do I know that the tires I'm driving on are safe?
A good way is look at them. You know, like the saying is, just look at it. You know, and when your vehicle is getting serviced, wherever it may be, hopefully they are checking the tires, giving you a list of what your tire's tread depth is. That is the first way to really know. Next is, you know, when you're driving it, you know, if when it's rainy out, if it feels a little uneasy, maybe have stop by some, you know, your local store and have them take a look at it again, you know, to see what those tires are like. You know, if your vehicle has 50,000 miles on it, and if your tires haven't been replaced, you know, there's a very good chance they're gonna be to that point that they're gonna need some attention.
Now, sometimes I forget that how many miles I have on my tires. Is there a way that, should I take notes on that or something? How do other people handle that?
Well, we keep track of it. When the tires are put on, we keep track of it. We keep records of that. One thing about the tires is we want to make sure the tires are rotated every 6,000 to 8,000 miles. That's going to extend the life of the tire. But also the other thing that does is that gives the people in the tire industry, like ourselves at Heartland Tire and Raceway Tire and Exhaust, a chance to look at the condition of your tires. We see tires every day. We know tires, just like you know radio and you know interviews. We know the tires, and we can tell, okay, is the tire wearing unevenly, or are we starting to see something that's not right that we need to pay attention to? So if you can at least remember every oil change, if you're changing oil every 5,000 to 6,000 miles, or every other oil change if you're changing your oil every 3,000 miles, to get your tires rotated at that time. And when you're doing that, the people that are rotating your tires are taking a look at them to check out the condition of them.
Well, I suspect people come in and, you know, for an oil change, you're going to look at them anyway, aren't you, Arvin?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of our service. When the guys are changing oil, they check the air pressure in the tire, take the tread depth readings of the tires. That way, when we get the paperwork up front, you know, we can go over that with a customer. And, you know, if they're getting to that 5 or 6/32nd area, which is about, you know, around 50% tread, it's time that they probably need to start thinking about tires. The tire itself might not be worn out at that point, but the lower it gets on tread depth, the less wet weather traction it's going to have for rain, snow, and ice.
Is this a hard time of year on our tires, the heat?
Yeah, like I talked earlier a little bit, the heat is extremely hard. Heat is the number one thing that breaks down tires. Another thing that adds to the amount of heat that builds up in the tires is low air pressure. Back when they had the recall that I mentioned earlier in the late 90s, Ford Explorer and Firestone, they had some recalls on tires that were on those vehicles. Part of what was causing the increase in heat and the tires to break down was they suggested a lower air pressure to be run in the tires. So what that did is that built up even more heat in those tires, causing those tires to fail.
That's another thing I probably don't do very well is watch the air pressure in my tires.
And most people don't. The Congress coming out with the Tread Act saying that new vehicles had to have the tire pressure monitoring system on it that at least, you know, warns us when we have a problem with them. A lot of them will go off at maybe 10 to 15% difference in pressure, what the pressure should be. But yeah, I don't know the last time I've seen somebody at a gas station checking the air in their tires. Used to see it all the time. At full service stations back in the day, they used to check the air pressure for you every time. But I think you're not alone. when it comes to not checking the air pressure in your tires. I think there's a lot of people out there that don't do that. And that's one way to make sure that, your tires have properly inflated. You take a look at them and make sure the condition of the tread is good, the level of the tread, and do everything you can to keep you and your family safe going down the road.
So I guess the key is to have a working relationship with the company that does the maintenance on your car, and you have a regular schedule. You come in and you trust them to do the work, and you do the work, and I don't have to.
That is correct, yes. You know, if you get in to a routine, like Travis mentioned earlier, of an oil change every 3,000 to 5,000 miles, that way you're assured of your tires, you know, being, you know, the air checked in them, at least by us anyway, and getting a visual of what your tire condition is like.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about tire safety with Travis Thompson and Arvin Vanderlinden with Heartland Tire and Auto Center and Raceway Tire and Exhaust. Now, I do a lot of just watching and listening at events like this. It's sort of fascinating to see how different businesses operate. And while I was here, a woman came in and said she thought she had a tire that was losing air and that she was having a problem. And so the technician, is that the right word,
mm-hmm.
went out and looked at her tire and said, well, that tire, that one's falling apart. There's another one that's not far behind that. And the other two are okay for now, but, you know, you're going to have problems down the road. And then I watched him work with her, and he laid out her options, you know, replacing one, two, three, or four tires, and ended up recommending the tire that he thought would, after their discussion, would work for her, rather than the most expensive tire. And that was interesting to me. You often think they're going to push for the most expensive tire, but that didn't happen. What are you thinking when you're going through this? You're not necessarily thinking of, your one employee wasn't thinking about the most profit, he was thinking about her.
That's the way we've developed as a company, is we're a family-owned company, and we want our teammates, our employees, to be our family. And we want our employees to treat our customers the way that they would want to be treated. And you talked about that situation with the maybe not the most expensive tires, but our guys that are helping customers find the right tire for their vehicle, find the right tire for the way they drive, what they're looking for in the vehicle. And sometimes that's not the most expensive tire. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. So what we do is we try to work with the customer to make sure that we are recommending the best fit for not only their vehicle, but the way they drive their vehicle, what they're looking for in that vehicle. We've got a lot of knowledge in the tire business. Guys have been around for a long time. Arvin's been around tires for 30 plus years. So he has a lot of experience, seen a lot of things, and we can recommend the right tire for the vehicle.
And so, Arvin, at Raceway, you probably know the people that are coming in, and you know who's driving to Des Moines every day, who's just puttering around town, and so you know them, so you can make the recommendation for them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it comes down to driving habits. It truly does. You know, the people that are putting, you know, commuting back and forth, they need a or should have a tire, you know, that's gonna run them, you know, 70, 80K, if they're gonna keep that car that long, you know. We offer a wide range of tires, a tire anywhere from 40 to 50K up to, you know, the 70 to 80K. So we're able to offer that customer different ranges and what fits their pocketbook too. Just because it might be a lesser priced tire, the safety is still there. You might sacrifice a little bit of wet weather traction, but if that's what fits them, at least we have something good, you know, that hand patch. At least we've got something good between them and the road that makes them safe.
That's quite a responsibility now that I think about it, is that every day you're putting on tires, selling tires that you want to be good, because there are serious, you know, even disastrous consequences if you guys don't do a good job.
And that's correct. And like I talked earlier, a lot of people don't think about it. You know, the only time a lot of people think about tires is when their tire pressure monitoring system light comes up, comes on, or the people that are doing their oil changes and their services are telling them they need new tires. A lot of other times, people don't even think about it.
So in many ways, you know, our safety is in your hands then.
It's very true.
Thanks to Travis Thompson, Arvin Vanderlinden, Steve Van Oort, and Daniel Wolf for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.